And now, with thanks to Bright Ideas Lighting, Talbot Avenue, Athlone. Building or renovating? They work with you to create a bespoke lighting plan for your home. Brightideas.ie. On his Facebook page, he's tackling algae and moss. But in here, when it comes to DIY, he's the boss. Yes, what he says goes. Till 11 or so, even if that makes Will a little bit cross. Send your questions to Brian Clunan.
Boss my butt.
A little bit cross and grumpy is the usual description, I would say.
Ah, well, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you, Will.
Watch my nose, bro. Shall we get down to business?
Come on. Seems we started badly last week. Kate. Oh, yeah, people want to know, I've been asked all week questions like, when is she due? Will he pay paternity leave? Can I just say, I was just making, a completely spurious allegation to give an example of what happens when I hear gossip and forget to repeat it.
And for anybody who's unfamiliar with that, Brian alleged.
I didn't allege.
I gave an example.
I gave an example, that's all. If you did, which obviously could never happen.
It can't happen anymore. I've been sent to the vet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot that.
Kate has the first question. Woodlice have started to appear from under the built-in wardrobe in her teenage daughter's bedroom. And you would imagine it's a plague of rats by her reaction. She's now sleeping on the couch.
Oh, no.
In the sitting room, which is not very conducive to family living in the evenings.
No. Oh, God, yeah.
No. So, Brian's...
Oh, yeah, oh, no, that's definitely, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had... A friend of one of the lads stay years ago, and like that, you know, what do you do at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock if somebody's, yeah, absolutely.
Brian's quickest fix, please.
Right. Well, I suppose the first thing to say is woodlice live in damp conditions. So, you know, if you have a centrally heated house with everything working perfectly well, you don't have woodlice because they will die of natural causes in the dry conditions. They need damp conditions. So you would have to ask the question, what's happening under the wardrobe? So, is that what they said? Yeah, under the wardrobe. Mm. So, is there a leak? Is there damp? What's going on? So this needs to be investigated because they can do you a favour and let you know that you have a leak that you're unaware of, that's doing damage, that you're completely unaware of. So they only live in damp conditions. So there shouldn't be damp conditions under your daughter's built-in wardrobe.
No, and an accidental spillage once off is not going to do
that. Not enough. No, it's not where there was a bottle of water put in and it fell over and leaked a little bit. It's not that. It's something more sustained. Now, if there was a vent in the wall and then the built-in wardrobe went, you know, on that wall and the vent was left open, just maybe... You know, there could be vegetation, there could be a damp in the cavity, but it certainly needs to be investigated. I mean, apart from anything else, if there's damp under the wardrobe, everything in the wardrobe is going to end up getting damp and smelly and mouldy, and that the daughter isn't going to like that either. Nobody likes... I mean, we deal with people every single day of the week, and you'll have somebody in whose clothes, they smell of damp. You know, their clothes... obviously smell of damp. So obviously the clothes are in a wardrobe that is maybe built on an outside wall and the wall isn't insulated, and because it's the doors are closed and sealed up, everything's getting a little bit damp in there. And the customer in the shop, who we're all kind of wrinkling our noses a little bit, is completely oblivious to it because it's there. It's, you know, it's, you walk into somebody's house and there's a smell where they had a fry up, and you walk in and you go, oh my God, the smell of fry up. But like within 5 minutes, you don't smell the fry-up anymore. It's still there. It's just you've become accustomed to it. And this customers, whoever it is, these people who live in a house where the clothes are damp, they're not completely unaware of it. So the same thing applies. So just be aware of it. And I would say a close inspection of the wardrobe and see, maybe take the bottom out of it. See, is there a burst pipe? See, is there, what's going on? No, sorry. How to kill the woodlice.
Yeah, sorry, but I really don't like where that's going because it's going to mean some disassembly.
Yeah, but better disassembly now and put it back in good condition rather than end up replacing the entire wardrobe because it's all gone rotten and mouldy. Mm. So in the short term, just put down woodlice powder, ant powder, same thing, wood lice powder and powder, very same thing. It's permethrin. It's, and what you do is just puff it in all along the edges, get a paintbrush and brush it in under the unit so it can't be seen, and that will kill the wood lice, but you still need to investigate the problem.
One application is enough, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore. Our next query concerns mould remover, which was used in the way the instructions suggested, but there are still mould stains on the wall. Has the mould been killed?
So there are two basic types of mould remover. One would be the chlorine-based ones, which are really only designed for use on tiles, on PVC, in other words, in a shower. They're not designed for use on paintwork, on emulsion paintwork, anyway. And what they do is they bleach, they kill it, but they also bleach it. But you certainly don't want to be spraying that on your ceiling, spraying it on your wall. It's bad for the paint. It's really bad for your eyes. It's very dangerous for your eyes. So that's why it's never recommended. Because it comes in a spray bottle, it's okay to use down low in your shower, but not overhead.
Fair enough.
You do not want to be spraying something that's potentially coming down into your eyes.
So, this particular one is Scalex.
Yeah, so the Scalex is a mold killer. So once you put it on, leave it 24 hours, it's dead. Now you can wash it off. But you're washing off dead spores, which are no longer dangerous.
Right.
You're not breathing in spores that are dangerous. So once you've washed them off, you're then going to either, you can wash it off, you can use a nylon pad and give it a good scrub. If the black just refuses to leave, well then at that point what you would do is repaint. But you either use a little bit of sandpaper to take off the black or use a stain block and put that on and then repaint. And then, as always, and this doesn't apply to the chlorine one, but it applies to the likes of the Santrax one, you mix it again and you put it back on again and you don't wash it off. And it's just like putting a weed killer on your gravel drive to keep the gravel. We always talk at this time of the year, now is the time to put on your Destrol, your whatever, your weed killers that work for the entire season. Well, likewise, if you put on this stuff, for it works for the entire season. Now, the season for mould is really more winter, so I would do it now, but I would also do it again in September. So if you do it before the mould starts, it's a two-minute job. If it's like the weeds. If you kill the weeds before they start growing, it's a very quick job.
Yeah. I've been threatening to do it since Saturday.
You've been threatening to do it since about 2012, to be honest with you.
Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore until 11.
Mr. Fix-It, thanks to Bright Ideas. Call in and see our impressive displays at Tulbert Avenue, Athlone, or see brightideas.ie.
In an hour's time, how communities can support the mental health of farmers. We'll tell you about a new student study from County Leash. Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore. And our next question, what would be safe to place on cobble lock at the back of the house, a large area to remove the green moss and the algae, yet be safe for the dogs?
Yes, so nearly all the algae killers are, moss and algae killers are safe for pets of any sort. The chemical used is only dangerous, and even if it is in that, it's only dangerous in its pure form, undiluted. So it would really only be an issue if the dog somehow managed to get at the container and drink the whole lot of it straight from the container.
I have a Labrador who would do that.
Yeah, well, that's where common sense comes into play. Right, which, as you know, is not very common. Yeah. Anyway, so no, just look, and this is today, what time is it? It's what pins the rain due?
Tonight? I don't know precisely.
Tonight.
Hang on, let me just check.
Oh, no, and the reason being, if you get your moss killer or algae killer on today after the dry weather we've had and you get it on today and the rain doesn't come till 7 o'clock this evening, well, then you'll probably be fine. So I would say get it on today. As always,
well, my uber-reliable forecaster app doesn't forecast any rain.
Oh, great. Until tomorrow. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday. It's due. So, yeah. Get your
moss killer. It's a harbinger of bad news.
Algae killer on today or tomorrow.
And tomorrow evening, if this is accurate.
Brilliant. So that will spray it on, and all your algae will be. Actually, the great thing about all the algae killers is that really you spray it on, and God will wash it off for you, as we always say. And
he's good
in fairness,
like that.
He's done a lot of washing
and reliable, here.
Very reliable. And again, with the moss killer, you put it on, you leave it to kill the moss, and then don't remove the moss for a couple of weeks until it's well and truly brown and crumbly. And always, if you're going to power wash, power washing is it can be quite damaging to a lot of surfaces. It can make concrete more porous and more prone to moss. So if you're going to power wash, do it when the moss is dead, at a very wide setting, and keeping the power washer well back. So it's the same pressure as a sweeping brush, but just the water is doing the work for you. And always power wash in wet weather. I can never say that often enough. Like, people go out today because it's a lovely day to power wash. You power wash in wet weather, it will definitely be an easier job when everything is soft.
Lorraine says her Triton shower has recently started dripping when turned off after use. It's obviously a male shower of a certain age.
Yeah, so there's a seal gone. You'll have to get somebody qualified to come and replace the seal on it, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Now, you could descale it. But I don't think that's the issue. I mean, they do need to be descaled, but I don't think that's the issue. It is a little washer going on. It's unfortunately, it's a tiny little thing gone, but because of what it is, you have a Triton shower. Any electric shower has electricity and water, and you need somebody who knows what they're doing to repair that.
Owen is looking for a brand, or at least a compound, that will spray weeds and keep them down for the summer.
Yeah, so you have, I'm trying to think of the brands all together. So you have
the regular glyphosate, the Roundup generic won't.
It'll
be a one-off.
It's a one-off. Well, that's not a one-off. That's when you spray, it just kills what's there on the day that you spray. So what you want is Destrol, Pistol, Path and Drive Clear. There's a whole range of them out there. You're really looking for something that says clearly on it, keeps clear for 6 months. Now, 6 months doesn't sound like we say it keeps it clear for the year. It's the growing season. So you're talking from now, which is April, until September. So, you know, you don't get active growth in the winter. You don't get seedlings in the winter. So if you spray now, and I mean, again, today is the day. If you can spray your Destrol, whatever you're using, if you can spray that today. And just the other thing is really important. Let's say you have a gravel drive and there's high enough weeds on it and you spray them. They will die and you'll have to remove the dead foliage. But if they're high enough, like if something is a foot high and you go out after it's dead and pull or rake or hoe the weed away, the seal that you put on has now been broken. So you basically put a seal on the ground. If you can imagine, it's like you covered the whole ground with cling film. But now, when you went to pull that weed, you broke the cling film. Now you've broken the seal, now weeds can grow again. So if you have very high weeds, rake, hoe, pull, whatever, pull those away first and then spray your Destrol, and now it'll stay clear for the whole year.
Next to Sharon from County Leash, who has two dogs and short-haired dogs at that. Lots of hair stuck to the leather couch. Easiest way to remove, please.
So it's either the Hoover or the lint roller. I have to say, we use the rollers. Like a lint roller is €3. And I don't know how many. I use it literally every single day because we have two Springer Spaniels, white-haired.
Where'd you get two?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah.
You'd swear we were friends and I didn't know that.
And it's gas. One is you know, polite and obedient and well-mannered. So obviously like me. And then one is an absolute looper like you. We didn't want to change. They're both rescues. Didn't want to change the name, but I definitely would have called the mad one Will if I was allowed to change the name, except she's a she. So anyway, two white-haired Springer Spaniels. And so every day I'm using the lint roller on my clothes, they're very affectionate dogs. It's a fantastic thing about Springers. They're really affectionate. So you sit down to watch TV and the two of them just sit either side of you and climb on top of you, and you, you know, spend an hour rubbing them, but you're completely covered in the couch and everything. So the lint rollers, I would say, are the best thing. But the Hoover, obviously, will normally do it. But if not, just run the lint roller over it and your job is done.
Hope that works, Sharon. Next, Julianne in Glasson wonders, how do you repair the indicator of a car? Practically every car in Athlone where people refuse to use indicators when heading on to a roundabout, leaving a roundabout, changing lane.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
No, she's not.
She's not wrong.
Julianne, and I know she likes a good run. I think you get out on the pavements.
Pound the pavements.
Pound the pavements, get that frustration out. Absolutely.
Doesn't work for you.
Indeed not. John says, if you use Domestos bleach, and it must be Domestos, cheaper bleaches are useless, and mix 4:1 with water, I assume, then that is quite effective on moss.
Oh, yeah. So on well, I would say if you're going to do that, you're better off go to your agri shop or your builders providers, your hardware shop, and get a thing called Farmer's Friend, which is a much stronger version again of that. It's a thing called Chlorophos, which is the very same as bleach, but much stronger, chlorine-based bleach. But you can only use it on tarmac. Sorry, you cannot use it in tarmac. You can only use it on concrete surfaces. So just be careful when you say use the bleach. Do not use the bleach on tarmac. It will do damage. And if you've a lot to do, the problem is you're buying bleach, and he's quite right, you mix it 4:1. If you haven't a huge area, that's fine. But you will do a big, big area. Just be careful with A, where it runs onto. So, you know, you can have a case where you have a patio, but it runs down to the tarmac. And then when it washes off, it runs down and stains the tarmac. And then the other thing about using bleach is make sure that it only takes a few hours to work. So the chlorine only takes 2 or 3 hours to work. And ideally, you do it in wet weather when there's rain forecast. And again, let the rain wash it off. But keep pets off it. So the chlorine, the bleach will burn the pads of cats and dogs. So it's important that you don't let them walk on it while it's freshly applied.
And I am obligated to say, for the benefit of eco-conscious listeners, there are other ways to kill weeds as well. Different
yes.
eco products yeah. such as... So, some are vinegar-based, some are yeah. enzyme-based.
Correct. Yeah.
You've choice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are buying the industrial vinegar to do it as well, yeah.
Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore until 11.
Mr. Fix-It, thanks to Bright Ideas Athlone, your garden and patio lighting specialist. Get the right advice before you start. Bright Ideas, Talbot Avenue Athlone.
Brian Clunan is with us for another couple of minutes, and we have a very, very important request. Are you ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to Bridie Delaney in Pulla. Love always from Martina, from Jer, from Richard, from Connor, and from Dylan. And it's a roundy birthday today.
Ooh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Bridie. Will, can you ask your expert, what we can do with our kitchen presses? Newly fitted kitchen around 8 years ago. However, the front of the presses, the cover is separating from the wood.
Yeah, so they're PVC coated presses. So you have MDF mm-hmm. with a PVC coating, and the PVC coating is separating away. So you can do two things. You can get spray contact adhesive, not expensive, and pull away, spray it in, and then tape it into place. So masking tape or insulating tape to keep it in place for a number of hours while it sets. Or you could decide to, if there's damage done, you can still paint on the PVC. Lots of people paint their PVC kitchens. So you could actually remove the PVC and paint the MDF, or you can paint the PVC. But either way, you'd be spraying it to keep it in position in the first place. And if it's only there 8 years, you'd say it shouldn't be happening. But look, the warranty is gone. So just get the aerosol contact adhesive and spray it in. I would say take off the doors and lay them on the flat, spray the adhesive in and put a weight on top of it or else tape it down. But you'll definitely do a better job if you work on the flat as opposed to an upright surface. You'll have a lot more control on it. And just be aware that you might spill a bit of glue, you know, might spray glue where it shouldn't be, so put down newspaper first.
A listener says they enjoy listening to Bert and Ernie on a Wednesday morning. Thank you kindly. Oh, this is somebody in trouble.
Not me.
Anonymous in an undisclosed location says, I put down new limestone patio last year and foolishly left my cast iron parasol base on it all winter. And now there's a major rust stain right in the middle of the patio.
Oh.
My better half did suggest moving it on a number of occasions over the winter, and I said I would, but never got around to it.
We've never been there.
Is there a way of removing the stain before she sees it?
We've definitely both been there. We're just, the faces we're making just indicates we've definitely been there.
I told you so.
Yeah, look, if the lime scale removers, so Hags and Blue, lime free bathroom cleaner, they generally work. The problem is you're trying to work out how long it takes. So if you leave it too long, it leaves that area whiter than you want it to be.
And suspect.
And suspect. Now, look, brown, white is definitely better than brown. So I would say do a test area, move the thing a little bit, put on the Haggis and Blue or the Lime Free, cover it in cling film, stop it drying out, leave it for 2 hours, come back with a scrubbing brush and hot water, give it a scrub and see how you get on. 2 hours works, you now know what to do. If it didn't do everything, give it 4 hours. If it doesn't do that after 4 hours, give it 6 hours, and so on and so forth, until you get the right formula that works for your particular stain on your particular stone. And whatever works then, do the entire thing.
One other thing you have to do. When you think she's coming outdoors, ring us. We'll bring popcorn and a camera.
Stop.
And watch.
By the way, my daughter just sent me a text. So I want to say good morning to Emma Dench, who's listening, who sent a text to my daughter in Dublin saying, I think your dad should do audiobooks. He has a very soothing voice. I enjoy my Wednesday mornings with him. Isn't that nice? Now, soothing could mean boring. So maybe I should do these ones that put you to sleep. Actually, I have to say hello to a listener who was in yesterday, who kind of let slip something. He is from Portlaoise, and he was in getting a bit of advice. And as he listened to me speak, he said, you know, I feel like I'm lying in bed listening to you. To which the moral of the story is, at between 10 and 11 on a Wednesday morning, he's still lying in bed. What is he doing lying in bed?
No, I think the moral of the story is he listens to the repeat after midnight.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, he didn't deny it. I said it to him, he didn't deny it. Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so. That makes more sense.
Ultimate cure for insomnia. Anyway.
By the way, just a quick, want to just pay tribute to, we lost one of our neighbours in the street in Tullamore. So Barbara Ryan, who was in Mother Earth.
Oh, yes.
And a fabulous, fabulous personality, a fabulous neighbour on the street, and didn't deserve to go. She was full of beans, full of life, full of fun. Mm. If you look at rip.ie, she's dressed in a leopard skin. It's fabulous. She was a fabulous person, and just want to say the town and the street will miss her, and farewell.
Well said. Brian, next Wednesday, 10:20. Chat then.
Thanks, Will.